almost in session.
Okay, now in session. Okay. First item of the day is approval of minutes of the June 10th, 2010 meeting.
You've got my changes, right?
Yes, I incorporated them into the document.
Is your new hand down on it?
No.
You can have this. Thank you.
You didn't make my changes.
Does anyone have any suggested changes?
No, you didn't. You did.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Apologies. Entertain a motion.
So Chairman, move we accept the minutes for the meeting of May 13th, 2010.
June 10th,
I'm sorry.
Do you want this back?
Sorry, of June 10th, 2010.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes 4-0. Okay, the first item of business is A543 Administrative Appeal. We have a draft opinion based upon our deliberations at the last meeting. Council has sent us a draft. Council that appellant was not an agreed party. And so we didn't get into the substance of the case in our decision.
Huh? You did not get into the substance.
We dismissed it based on it being an agreed party.
I apologize. Motion to dismiss.
No motion to strike.
The motion to dismiss was granted.
Mm-hmm.
We considered both counsel's arguments and decided to grant the motion to dismiss.
Chen, I just had one quick question on the draft that we have. If you look at the bottom of page 15 up to the top of page 16, there's a sentence that says, half a mile distance is not, quote, nearby, period.
Right.
And then it says, C, comma, Sugarloaf site, and then there's the
Dubay.
Well, you're right, but in the Sugarloaf quote, there's a parenthetical quote nearby, end quote.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to understand what that was referencing.
That reference to a discussion, and it's a very short discussion in the Sugarloaf decision about the notion of nearby.
Okay.
I didn't think it was necessary to give the whole discussion.
I just wanted to understand what the reference was for. That's all I was questioning.
I a recent decision you had?
Yeah, what you have in front of you that I just handed out is a photocopy of an updated version of the draft that was sent to you about a week and a half ago. Because there was a case that came down in what are called the advance reports of the decisions of the appellate courts, and there's a very recent April 30th decision by the Court of Special Appeals that does have application.
Is that the Chesapeake Bay Foundation case?
Right, and it has application to several of the issues that you encountered in this case. So the handout that, or the marked up version of the draft that you just got from me with the interlineations are the changes, or really their additions,
yep.
Mainly to plug that decision into your decision.
The decision is the Chesapeake Bay Foundation versus Klickner, 192 Meredith, 172, 176. 993 Atlantic 2nd, 1163.
You'll see what I've tried to do at Ms. Seiden, as has been the normal practice, takes the first cut at setting up the opinion based upon her notes, and she'll call me and we'll try to compare notes of what we wrote down, what you said, plus the minutes, the records in the minutes. And she, as I say, is your normal course. She'll give me something, and then I take it from there. And that's what you've got now. The specific areas of the findings that I have in here, we've tried mightily to, as much as possible, use either words or the areas of discussion that you addressed at the last meeting, the business about the proximity,
right,
issue, the half mile, that type of thing. Hopefully I've got it accurately. If it's not, I apologize, but we tried to give it to you the way we understood that it came out, and we then fill in my part of my job is the legal side of it to where you were going. There were a couple of other edits that really edits that I interlineated on what you got tonight.
Well, I think this is pretty much well follows the discussion that we had.
I think it's very accurate. I don't see anything in reading it that I would change at this point.
I agree.
Now, Mr. Noble was here for everything, including the deliberations and the final vote. He's not here today. So we probably need to change. Do we need to change the wording of the resolution?
What I can do is mechanically. What we'll do is the interlineations that you are looking at tonight, and any other changes you want to make, we'll make the changes. With Mr. Noble, you're correct, Mr. K. What I'll do is on that last page, and we've done this before, there'll be a sentence under that adopted part that'll say something to the effect that Mr. Noble was necessarily unable to attend tonight. You still have a quorum without Mr. Noble, so you can still act on this case tonight even without Mr. Noble. And I'll add a sentence that says that he was necessarily unable to attend tonight's meeting.
Okay. Any suggested changes?
Before you vote, let me write in this and read it to you so we should know what I've got. You've seen everything else.
Right.
On page 19, where you'll see at the top the paragraph that begins adopted, mm-hmm. and you see board members, you see Noble. Okay, I've struck the word Noble, and so it starts with McDonald. And I've tacked on a sentence that says, Mr. Noble necessarily was unable to attend the meeting of July 7, 2010, comma, and comma, therefore, comma, was unable to vote, period. Do it that way or any other way you want to say.
That sounds okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the draft opinion for the resolution as written with the modifications set forth.
Can I hear a second?
Second.
Yeah, we have no discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes 4-0.
What I'll do is, as I said a moment ago, I'll make the changes tomorrow as early in the day as possible.
Okay.
I'll call Mr. Irby.
Kirk, will you be able to get it over to me tomorrow, Kirk?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be able to get copies to everyone tomorrow, the end of business or something?
At the latest, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm looking to get it to Kirk before noontime tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be in all day.
My excuse.
You gonna miss this exciting part now? We have two more things to do.
Well, actually, we don't. The A-496A amendment to special exception for Clearwire Wireless Broadband, they have withdrawn their application.
Do we have to do anything to solicit or anything else?
There's nothing to be done.
They didn't withdraw. They're actually they requested postponement.
Postponement.
So they may come back in September. They didn't officially withdraw it yet.
Well, okay.
It's
been postponed.
Let's see.
I really want tonight.
Be interesting.
Yes. Okay. Still on the record?
Yes.
Harvey, you do need to hold your microphone down.
Closer to the mic?
Thank you.
Okay. A-535A, Jody Klein for the Avalon School. I guess you're coming up earlier than you expected. But knowing Mr. Klein, I'm sure he's absolutely prepared for anything. Application requesting an amendment to special exception A-535 to permit a private educational facility at 200 West Diamond Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland. Properties located in RA low-density residential zone is allowed by Section 24-25, sub 7 of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 24 of the City Code, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. Documentation, including petition statement. Um, This was originally approved in July of 2008, with the requirement to request renewal at the end of 2 years or at the time of expiration of the lease. Well, I guess it wouldn't be renewal then, but that's when the exception would expire. And the request is for approval of special exception without the necessity to come back to the board. And I don't see any reason not to do that. Does anyone have any?
I seem to recall that part of the reason that we put in the two-year exception was that it was anticipated that a new facility was being constructed, I believe up in Clarksburg. And that the reason that we limited it to a two-year time frame is because that was the anticipated time frame for the construction to be completed. So I guess I'm wondering if anything changed.
I think Mr. Klein is about to address that.
Okay.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Jody Klein, and I risk speaking to probably screw up the quickest meeting you're ever going to have, so I won't say very much. The reason you limited it to 2 years is because I was stupid enough to ask for 2 years, because we thought we would be relocated to Clarksburg, and that is not going to happen within that time frame, and we'd like to stay right where we are for right now. Thank you.
Okay. I just want
Your recollection is completely correct, but it was a little short-sighted on my part now that we think about it.
I'm glad you changed stupid to short-sighted. I was going to do it for you.
So Mr. Klein, do you have any estimate on, you know, will you stay at the First Baptist Church in perpetuity for this project?
Let's put it this way. The development of the Clarksburg property is beyond the imminent horizon for ourselves.
Okay.
So I think as far as we can see for the foreseeable future, we'll be there. And it's frankly been great for us. It's a great location. Hopefully we've been good for the church. And I think we've been a good neighbor. So I don't see that things changing for the foreseeable future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. The business for tonight is basically finished, but there is a matter I just want to bring up, because we can't discuss this off the record. You're welcome to stay, but it's not going to concern you if you want to leave. We won't be insulted.
Are you going to make a decision?
You have to make a motion.
No, this matter is not.
Oh, we have to make a motion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well,
let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
Close the public first.
First things first.
I meant to approve it already, so.
The first floor of the room, the chairman says you can leave now.
Oops.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve.
Amendment to special exception.
Amendment to special exception A, that's numbered A-535A, with the exceptions that the special exception is granted for the Avalon School only, shall terminate at the time of the expiration of their lease, and or expiration of any subsequent lease renewals, and that the applicant is to use the West Diamond Avenue interest exclusively for ingress and egress to the school.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Passes 4-0.
Okay. Now they're done.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any changes to the draft?
I think the only one that I would say is that we should... the list
the
of
other
board
case.
Members has
yeah,
to be modified, obviously.
Right.
That's
but I didn't see anything else in the draft that is...
You mean our second draft?
We're talking about this one.
A-535A, correct.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're back to that A-535A draft.
So other than that, I don't see anything.
If you can bring that, you can get that signed tomorrow, too, is that...
Or I could run and print the last page again.
Oh, sure. Sure, we can do that.
Depending.
You have it open right out west for me on
what's
condition
that?
On condition two, right west out, please.
Wait, what?
Right out west.
West?
Yes, on West Diamond.
Instead of W.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And Caroline wrote this old language.
Yeah. Let's go off the record in a minute.
Okay. Are you going to close? Is the meeting over?
I just want about 60-second break.
Pause or did you hit stop?
Okay, it is recording.
Okay, we're back on. Yeah. With the case for the tower that was going to come up tonight, that has been a site. We approved it, I believe, in 2001 originally. And they complied with the conditions originally in the sense that the staff proposed landscaping and they put it in. But for at least a year, maybe more than that, I happen to drive by that site fairly frequently, and it looks awful. I'm quite amazed that none of the people that live over there have said anything to us, because I remember some people complaining at the time that they had so many towers already. The place looks awful. And had they come in here tonight, we have a photograph of it taken by staff, and I think because of that, when we put in these conditions in the future, we need to think about indicating that it has to be maintained that way.
We have no maintenance. We have no maintenance statement in any of our previous conditions.
Well, it's never.
I thought we did.
No, it's kind of inherent in the you have landscaping.
It's inherent that you
keep it up.
Yeah. Well, what you're saying is we're going to have to state this specifically
as part of the condition, right?
Okay.
And I also want to make sure that we have a procedure for when it isn't followed, that, and I assume, the staff has ways of getting the word to them through various means.
But legally, once they're in place, there's one issue that I see coming up. If they don't, can we then shut them down?
Well,
legally.
Yes, but we wouldn't be doing that. We would set up as a condition that it has to be maintained.
Okay.
Okay. So if they don't maintain it, theoretically we could, but it's the procedure of how you get there. We're not in a position to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Could we but the staff is.
I mean, we could direct the staff.
Yeah, I mean, really and truly, you just need to.
We don't have to.
Ah. Here we go. Hey, Dick.
Mr. Noble.
Missed it. It's all over.
Oh, sort of. Okay.
Section 120 or 24191 talks about special exception implementation.
Yeah. Let me bring Dick up to date. The hearing of the tower was postponed. They're not presenting tonight.
Oh, okay.
And I've just raised an issue for a brief discussion among us that particular site, the landscaping around it is really bad. And so the condition when we put it into the future, we're going to have to add some language about it has to be maintained that way. And we were just discussing now, if it isn't maintained that way, the city, the staff has ways of handling that. And Trudy was about to.
Question. Is that the same site that
we had issues with landscaping a few years ago.
2001.
Well, it was 2001, and then, but there was another site that they share the compound.
Yeah.
There's two poles out there, and they share the compound.
Right.
And
anyway.
The applicant is bound to comply with the site plan that was approved.
Right.
And you recall that had a condition, and some of them have conditions that staff's supposed to work with. The applicant to finalize the landscaping.
Right.
And we had a lot of issues as we have at these Pepco sites because Pepco doesn't want landscaping. But they had gotten things agreed upon. And so anytime that you see, any of the board members see anything wrong with any special exception site, they should please call us. Just as citizens are our eyes and ears, you guys are our citizens and double eyes and ears because of being on the board. And at that time, we can go out and say, you were supposed to do this. This hasn't been done. So they are bound by the exhibits that they have presented to you.
Right, but I think we'd like to, in the future, we probably should think about adding the idea of not just the landscaping, but maintaining it.
That's not a bad idea.
Make it a little easier.
Are you saying that staff could then, if whoever's holding the special exemption doesn't keep it going?
Right.
Just so you know.
If they don't keep it going, the staff could bring show cause here at the board.
Well, we could, but basically we'd start with a citation.
Of course.
Or actually a warning, you know, friendly warning that, you know, this is not in compliance with what you agreed upon. And then if we don't get any response, then we would go to the show cause.
You can escalate it, and if it comes here for a show cause, we could conceivably revoke the special exception.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure it would never come to that. I had a little pleasant speech for tonight, which I'll save for the future. It's a nice speech.
Yeah.
It's the ending. It's the ending that they might not like.
So Harvey, what is the condition of the site? Are the bushes dead, or is it just overgrown?
When you drive by, it's something like a, I don't know, 8x20. You know, it's a large rectangle, and it's only got plantings around maybe half of it.
Okay.
The rest is either dead or gone.
Okay.
And we have a photo. Get off the record. There's a photograph of it.
Well, I didn't want to really talk specifics.
Right.
You know, since the case is not before us. But
this is for all cases.
Right.
This is for all cases.
If they're not complying with the landscape.
No dead bushes.
Any of the
special
exceptions. Okay. I think that just wanted to mention it, so have it in mind.
Okay. Thank you.
Move, will you adjourn?
Move, will you adjourn?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
What we did on this, on this thing is